Throwing plastic worms into weed choke waters may not sound like much of a career, but from Alabama to Oregon and lakes all across the country, bass fishermen compete for millions of dollars in prizes. In our summer series on fishing in America, NPR's Elizabeth Arnold checks out a local tournament.
Sitting on the dock of the bay, it's not. Competitive bass fishing is fast boats and big money. Some 30,000 spectators watch the final weigh-in at the annual Bass Masters Classic. With a half million in cash prizes and hundreds of thousands of anglers competing nationwide, the lure is understandable. Take Frank White. He's 43 with three kids. He liked to bass fish, saw a contest on TV, and decided to compete. He started winning and picked up sponsors. Now even his wife is on board.
When I first started out, she was calling it a fishing derby, you know, a fishing thingy. Now she says tournament, like she called me this morning. How many you got?
White was here at the boat ramp on Seattle's Lake Washington at 5 this morning, along with 30 other guys, all rubbing the sleep from their eyes. Now after 8 hours on the water, they're back for the weigh-in.
How many fish? What do you got, man?
One small mouth.
One small mouth?
Yeah.
How'd you do, Bob?
One bite, one fish.
The bass are still alive. They're kept in tanks with recirculating water in the back of the boats, then brought in transparent shopping bags to the scale. You get to weigh your best five, and you're penalized if any of them are dead.
7-3-4.
It may seem pretty relaxed. This is a small club tournament, but the points accrued today could mean a trip to the state, regional, and then national tournaments. White is in the lead. He spends 175 days on the water, and when he's off the water, he says he studies.
Well, believe it or not, you can pretty much fish any lake in the country on your computer. And that's where you get your, first you get your fish behavior. You need to learn the water pH. You need to learn the barometric pressure. You know, so you learn these things on the computer at the library.
Some of these fishermen actually run laptops in their trucks on the way to contests so they can download information from a buddy who's already out on the water pre-fishing it. Some even hire planes to spot habitat and other boats from above. Doug Jorgensen, in a t-shirt advertising a fishing reel, is the president of the club. He says he's just in it for the fishing.
What I like about it is that you have to go in there and seek them out, and you know, a lot of times you'll know that there's fish there and you have to make them bite, and it's not easy to do sometimes.
This isn't just hooking a fish.
No, I think a fish hooked us.
Hooked is the right verb. Some of these fishermen own boats that are two and three times the cost of their homes. Putting around at the boat ramp at today's tournament, there are boats with sparkle paint jobs, leather seats, carpet, elevated casting decks, sonar equipment, underwater cameras, and 200 horsepower engines. Ken Ganancio, who's sheepishly stuffing $150 in his pocket for catching the biggest fish today, says the power is crucial.
There's no secrets, really, you know, when it comes to tournament bass fishing. Everybody knows the same spots. That's why you see guys with bigger, big boats, bigger motors.
Yeah, explain that to me.
The faster you get there, the faster, you know.
So you want to beat all the other boats to get to your spot, switch on your little trolling motor, and be the first one with a lure in the water. But although he's been fishing competitively for 4 years now, Ganancio says it's more about being out with the boys. And judging from the storytelling at the weigh-in, it is a social thing.
He did get a seagull on a torpedo. On a torpedo.
AJ's got four big ones.
And it's a social thing even for Frank White. He was in first place until today. And with all the sponsor patches sewn on his shirt, he looks more like a NASCAR driver than a fisherman.
When we're on the water, it's you know, every man's out. You know, when you get on the shore, the fellowshipping. When we're in the parking lot, we spend, you know, we're brothers. We get on the water, we break up.
Frank, how many you got in there?
Just two, man.
Two smallmouth?
Are they long enough?
Are they legit?
Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Lake Washington.
You're live, though.
Next week, fish stories, the art of the tale, or it's all about size. To see a picture of the prize-winning bass and previous installments in the series, go to npr.org.